discussion. We might start this real quick. Tammy, are you? Did you want to talk a little bit about this Port Townsend idea?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I will send you guys some example or some different hotels to choose from. There's three, and just give me your ideas and your thoughts so I can get everything booked for the December trip.
Okay.
She's got one you're going to really like, Brad, but I'm not going to comment on it. Okay, general discussion by any of the commissioners?
Yeah, Commissioner Smith, just since you're on the phone, Tammy, Commissioner Carpenter and I talked yesterday. I'm going to be driving over with him to Spokane, so I will not need air travel.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. And those of you who have not gotten back to me, let me know your plans for your Spokane trip, please.
That invite, Commissioner Carpenter, is still good, right?
Correct.
Still good. It's done on our conference call, so you can bet on it now. And I have a full truck. I got room for one more commissioner, actually, if they want to go. We can carry five. So any other general discussion?
This is Commissioner Keeney. The winds have picked up. I got to go put sprinklers on the roof. Good day.
Whoa.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye. Good luck, buddy.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Vice Chair, this is Jim Unsworth.
Oh, Jim, good morning. I didn't know you were here. Nice to hear you. Are you still in Boise?
I am, and I'm standing amidst a bunch of boxes. I just wanted to make a couple comments, if that's okay.
Fire away, please.
Okay. First, I want to thank the commission and the staff for the careful consideration you've given to the Cougar issue. I know these are difficult decisions, and I think you proceeded in a thoughtful manner. The other item that I just wanted to mention for Commissioner Keeney and other people within the department, we have a few people that are in harm's way with their homes because of the fire conditions. I've been watching that very closely, and I just want to pass on my concern for them and encourage them to be safe and careful. And I also wanted to just acknowledge the loss of life to our sister agency, the Forest Service, and the families of those firefighters that were lost up near Twist, and just in general let people know that the department is thinking about them, and we're there to help as much as we can. So just wanted to pass on those thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. Do we have any other general discussion items today?
Mr. Vice Chair, I might as well encourage commissioners to be thinking about the kinds of topics that we might take up in Spokane and the outreach we might do in taking that trip to Spokane. The commission used to, in the old days, spend about half of our time, our meeting time, in Eastern Washington. We don't do that as often anymore. So it's an excellent time to try to arrange to have people you know would be interested in speaking with the commission make an effort to come to our meeting. Sometimes it just takes some phone calls to get people to come out. So I'd encourage all those commissioners from Eastern Washington to think about people you would call. Try to encourage people to come.
Yeah, that's a great comment. I know last year in the Tri-Cities, it was really nice to meet some of the people we hear their names of and hear their stories. And very difficult, but very, very important outreach, I thought as well. Any other comments?
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Dave Graybill.
Mr. Graybill.
I just wanted to mention a follow-up that I've made. This was a discussion that occurred in the Fish Committee and was mentioned at the last commission meeting regarding some action by Region 5 and the people that were present at that Fish Committee meeting will understand best probably. My comment here is that I am doing some follow-up with both the Region 2 director and Region 3 director to see what we can do within the agency to improve communication and also prevent type of decision-making that has been seen recently out of Region 5 in regard to particular salmon and steelhead issues. And so I just want to let the General Commission know that there will be follow-up on that issue, and I hope to have something to report on that at least to our next fish committee meeting and perhaps to the General Commission in Spokane.
Thank you, Commissioner Graybill. Any other comments? Questions, thoughts, guidance? Okay. It is now 9:25 on August 21st, 2015. The Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call stands adjourned.